You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Second down and 5. Rui Ungulale going through the progression and throws it right to Curtis Robinson. Robinson all the way back for a 49ers touchdown.
I am so happy for C. Rob, Curtis Robinson. You know, guy, I am a firm believer that good things happen to good people.
Good morning, Bay Area. It's everybody's boy, Zucci Mank. And you're listening to the new and improved Morning Roast with everybody's boy, Joe Shasky, and my boy, Joe Spadoni.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's right. And it's Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky this week. He's been doing a hell of a job. This show has flown by for a Monday. And we still got to get some Giants thoughts from our very own host of Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. And you can find that 9 to 12 every Saturday with one Sam Lubman alongside Dan, Devone, and by the way, and we'll get to Guy Haberman and Tim Ryan right there, who were on the broadcast for KPIX Channel 5. And I was just realizing this as Curtis Robinson got the pick six there. How many Robinsons are on the 49ers now? It's like five or four different. I don't think any of them are related. Did anyone ask? Are any of them
it's like Carson's on the Giants.
There's Jacob, Curtis, DeMarcus, and Brian now. All Robinsons.
All right.
There you go.
Rob Forson. That doesn't work.
No, that doesn't work. You know what does work? The 2025-95-7 The Game Red and Gold Summit, Sam.
Ooh.
And it's going to be happening next Thursday, September 4th, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. And I can't wait. I'll be down there. Willard and Dibs are going to be down there live from 2 to 4. And then that's when the summit starts from 4 to 6 with myself, Shasky, Steiny, Goo, Willard and Dibs. Come on out, hang with us, and get ready for the football season. Great food, great place, and your chance, again, to hang out with the host. That's Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Let's start off the football season with a bang. And I keep looking at that menu, Sam. The lobster roll. I can go, like right now, 9:22 a.m., I could smash a lobster roll. I can go for a tuna melt. I can go for the mahi-mahi fish tacos. I'm hungry. Experience ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair.
Now.
Your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for the fans. You had something you wanted to get to, Sam.
I have three things I want to get to, actually.
That's a lot of things.
So the first thing is first, I want to give a shout out to Eric Thomas, our anchor over at KCBS, longtime Bay Area radio news legend, years with ABC 7 in the morning, one of the titans here of Bay Area media. Celebrating 40 years of marriage this last weekend.
It's a big number.
That's a great 40. Number. So shout out to our guy E.T. Love Eric. Love chatting with him in the morning when our breaks do line up. Wears one of the most comfortable looking jackets in this building.
He does.
So shout out to him. And speaking of anniversaries, Spinoni, I teased this earlier in the show.
Oh, boy.
But I was notified by our own Steven Rizzotto.
Oh, the Riz.
This morning. The Rizinator.
Yeah.
He told me that today, 9 years ago, 95.7 The Game partnered with your Golden State Warriors.
That's pretty good. Wow, on 9 years. Day,
9 years ago, the Warriors and 95.7 joined forces. And I remember this was during my first tour of duty with the station. I actually learned about this deal happening several months in advance. Remember, this was right after the KD signing had happened. And of course, you knew this was coming down the table. And I'm told, you know, don't tell anybody. And yeah, it was on this day 9 years ago when this station latched on with the Warriors. Of course, this is at a time when we were, as a station, kind of in the process of moving off of the Raiders and A's being the flagship here. And we were able to find a great partner with the Warriors. And 9 years later and three championships later and countless memories and all those times having Steve Kerr on and Steph and Draymond and I don't think we've ever had Clay on, but all the assistant coaches, we had Clay on the station.
Oh, Damon used to be a weekly with Clay Thompson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, Damon gets all the guests. But no, the Warriors have been so great for our station. I came up cutting Warrior games. That's how I kind of cut my teeth with this station.
Yeah,
so
we've had all the Warriors on here. We've had every single one. Any Warrior you could think of has been on 95.7.
Okay, I missed the Clay weeklies.
Even the dead ones are somehow been on the station.
Okay.
The White Noise.
Okay. I missed that one for sure.
Lucas was very upset about me with that one. It's fine. We got director of sports in the background.
You threw
right
me
now.
Off with that one there. But I just want to say shout out to our station and shout out to the Golden State Warriors. 9 wonderful years together. Here is to 90 more of these wonderful years. And then another year on top of that so we can get the even 100.
There you go. Very well said. And we love our relationship with the Golden State Warriors. Shout out Mr. Joe Lacob, Joey Lightyears. It's kind of like, I call myself Joey Lightyears first, but he can take it too if he wants to. Joe Lacob, no, what he has meant for ownership and, you know, leaving the other station to come to us. It's been a match made in heaven. We could like to continue it. We're going to continue it. And no else you'd rather be than right here for your Golden State Warriors and Valkyries coverage. Again, 95.7 The Game. Kuminga crisis? No, do we have one? No. As we're talking Warriors, I mean, might as well.
I mean, can we just play the bed just for fun?
I mean, sure. Do you have it, Steven, if you want to play it?
I just like hearing it.
Yeah, well, you made it.
I know.
It might be one of the greatest things ever created here at 95.7.
It really is. That's why I love it so much. So anytime you get, we don't even have any Kuminga.
You know, we used to have, when I was working here, it was the butcher shop. It was Shasky and it was Ryan Covey and it was me and Lucas, who's in the back right now. Lucas Alexander, director of sports, 95.7 The Game, producer Willard and Dibbs. He created a bed. I wonder if it's still in there. He probably is in his folder somewhere. It was a segment called This Place Sucks. So it would be whenever we were visiting, if the Niners were going to like Seattle or something, it'd be like the reasons why Seattle sucks. It was like, you know, we're doing a hate week thing and it would just be like, this place sucks. This place sucks. And it was like, he found a bed that like literally like the song, like someone made that. And it was one of the greatest things I've ever heard. And that Kuminga crisis is right up there with there. So the producing here at 95.7 The Game, nothing, you know, but the best here.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
You know what? The kicker watch has been all right. I still like it, but you know, we'll be playing that all year long because we are going to be watching the kicker all year long. And the third thing I want to bring up.
Oh, this is a great tease. Wow.
This was about the kicker. And again, we were talking about, you know, were fans rooting against Jake Moody on Saturday night. And again, I kind of say it, you know, tongue-in-cheek, facetiously. I'm not going to go as far as to blaming the fans for Jake Moody missing it.
They weren't rooting against him, but they were definitely not rooting for him. Let's say that.
There's a tweet that was sent out on Saturday night that said, I've never seen a home crowd try to distract their own kicker, but 49ers fans behind the end zone removing all caps a lot before Jake Moody attempted that field goal. After Moody drilled the kick, those Saints fans did cheer loudly. but that was funny.
Wait.
Trying to call out fans as being a reason why Jake Moody may or may not, the home fans are the reason why Jake Moody is missing field goals. I'm not going to say the name, but I just think that's a wild tweet to send out.
I believe it was David Lombardi, the SF Standard, that said it.
If you want to out him, that's fine.
Well, it's not even outing him. He just said that, but I'm not even going to crush the tweet or anything. I just think that's a
wild statement.
Well, just during regular games, like the, at home, like fans are moving all the time in football games. This isn't like not moving for like a free throw at Chase Center.
Remember, everyone, when Jake Moody comes out to kick a field goal this year, everyone needs to freeze. Don't move an inch, or you will be the reason why he missed the kick.
Again, it's preseason. And
I was going to come out. Yeah, you know, we really had faith in Jake Moody, but you know, Brad up in the seventh row was waving his arms, and that's why Jake Moody missed.
Who's going to be under more scrutiny this season? Is it Jake Moody or Jonathan Kuminga? 888-957-9570. Who are you waiting to fail more? Is it Jake Moody or Jonathan Kuminga? That's what it feels like we like to do as fans. That's why I'm gassing up Jake Moody, because I'm tired of the negativity. Just, can we bring this guy's confidence up? He just doesn't look confident. I might just be his face. All right. I look at some people.
They have a resting, not confident face.
They just have a resting, you know what, snitch face, for lack of a better word. That's what it is. And I think Jake Moody just might have one of those.
He's just one of those Moody's.
I have one of those too sometimes. Like, I got bags under my eyes. I just look like this sometimes.
Well, yeah, but Jake Moody's not waking up at 3:30 in the morning to come do a radio show. He gets to sleep like 10 hours a night, probably.
I had bags under my eyes before the radio show, but that's a different conversation. So, again, don't judge a book by its cover. Jake, you know, I feel like he can make six field goals.
I've read a few chapters of this book. I feel like I have a judgment.
I mean, he won
you
the game in week one last year against the Jets. He had six field goals. Where's Christian McCaffrey?
Congratulations.
Well, you want to crush the guy again.
Good for him.
Missed extra point when he actually had like meaningful field goals in a game prior. Like, again.
That's great. You did it once. Now you need to do it all the time forever for the rest of your career.
If that extra point was the difference between a win or a loss, they won the game.
Well, again, like I said, you cannot just throw away extra points being the difference between a win and a loss when an extra point was literally the difference.
It wasn't his fault. It was blocked. It wasn't his fault.
I'm going to judge this stuff that Trent Williams is about to say, because you teased it before he went to break, and now I want to hear what he has to say so I can judge it.
That Christian McCaffrey looks amazing. So check this out, Trent Williams.
Christian looks fantastic. He looks like Offensive Player of the Year, Christian. So that's really, really refreshing to see, knowing that, you know, what he had to deal with last year, just a little nicks and knacks and, you know, not being able to do what he loved. To see him out there this year, 100% healthy, treating every play like it's his last, playing with his hair on fire, it really motivates the guys when you got a generational talent like that that brings it to work and in practice every day.
So we've been talking a lot this morning about what we know about this team, what we don't know about this team, what makes us feel optimistic or pessimistic about this team. And when you hear what Trent has to say there, now I do kind of wonder if Christian McCaffrey didn't look good, if Trent would say that, but let's take what Trent's saying at face value here. As we're talking about one of the things we know and feel optimistic about, I feel like we know that we could be optimistic about how great the 49ers run game is going to be this year. If we're talking about how the 49ers are going to win football games, is this going to be just a ground and pound, grind them out, kind of the red and gold turning you black and blue? Is that feels like that's going to be the main approach for the 49ers to win football games, at least early on.
And yeah, they're a run first team.
And that's always been the case. But like probably a little bit more so early on when you consider the state of the receiving core right now. If I'm putting a little bit more expectation on the running game this year, that's a reason why I do feel good about what the Niners can do this year. Like, especially with B-Rob Jr. on board now, like, I do feel very, very good about, as you start out the show by saying with the running back room, that does, I feel like, take the vibes of this team, as we love talking about vibes here at 95.7, that does take it from here. I'm holding my hand at my nose, and I'm raising it up to here above my head for all those listening on the auditory medium here. That is one of the positive, optimistic reasons to feel good about this Niner team right now. And hearing Trent say that, again, I don't know if we're going to get 2023 Christian McCaffrey, but if we could just get really freaking good Christian McCaffrey, yeah, this is a very different looking Niner team than what we saw last year. No duh.
I don't need a Hall of Fame type of season. I don't even need a Pro Bowl season from Christian McCaffrey. You know what I need from Christian McCaffrey? To be available. That's what I need from him. His presence on the field alone is a positive for this team. And now that I have Brian Robinson Jr. alongside him, a guy that, yeah, he's not as explosive as Christian McCaffrey. Few are, but that's not his game. He's going to be more of a ground and pound guy, which is great, which is what I need. And a guy that can stay upright and stay healthy and is going to be a number two on this team and splitting some time, potentially being a number one other times. We'll see if the bangs and bruises, what have you, with Christian McCaffrey. But, you know, there were so many times last year it was just so evident. They were just, you know, a burst away from getting a touchdown, a breakaway touchdown. Jordan Mason just didn't quite have that extra burst. Isaac Arendo didn't have that burst, Sam, that Christian McCaffrey has. Brian Robinson Jr. doesn't have that, but Christian McCaffrey does. I'm going to be looking at that being the difference early on here in the season. If he still has that breakaway type of speed that takes, you know, a 10, 12, 13, 4, 14 yard, you know, first down into a touchdown, a breakaway touchdown.
Just add those
extra
yards.
Yes.
Yeah, I see them. It's the thunder to the lightning. You know, if Christian McCaffrey is the lightning, then Brian Robinson Jr. is going to be bringing the thunder. He's a bit of a bigger back, bit of a bruiser. I do like him in those short yarder situations. And again, B-Rob, I think 8 to 10 carries a game. If you could do that, and then I want to limit McCaffrey's carries to that 15 to 18 range, especially early on. Another thing I'm going to be interested to see from McCaffrey is how he handles contact, too. Because he's a guy who he can hit a dude, knock him back a few yards, and kind of push the pile forward a little bit. Because don't judge McCaffrey by his size. That dude is a very, very powerful runner.
Or his hue.
Yeah, he can... his hue. Okay.
Another word for color. Continue.
Ah, okay.
It's okay. Went over your head. Sorry.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
the fray. It's over my head. It's fine. Continue.
But yeah, he's got the strength to push. So if he can still kind of get those, you know, yards after contact, you know, pushes there, that's gonna be interesting to see there how he handles the contact. Because again, he played four games last year. He did get hit a little bit, but
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You know, you got a full season of this coming up, so That is one of the things to see happen in there. That mm-hmm. being said, if we're ranking things that I'm concerned about, Christian McCaffrey taking a hit, I kind of want to see it happen on the first play. Just get it over with. Okay, we're good. Let's go. Peel the Band-Aid right off.
Here's more from Trent Williams on Friday talking about Super Bowl or bust notions for this Niners team.
Honestly, never remember saying it was Super Bowl or bust, but I don't really approach it like that. You know, every team is different. This team is different from last year. You know, we got our own certain set of challenges in front of us. You know, I don't look at it as being anything a bust, but obviously we want to be successful. We have the talent to be successful. And there's no greater motivator than, you know, the Super Bowl being here right in our backyard. So obviously we got a long way to go. We got to get to week one. We need to get some guys back in the lineup. But no, I think this team, for us to maximize our potential, I think we got to focus one week at a time. I don't think the Super Bowl should be at the forefront of anybody's mind. I think it should be having the best regular season we possibly can have, then getting into a playoff game, letting it go from there.
And again, I'm going to keep saying this. The NFC is wide open. It's the Philadelphia Eagles, and who else wants to step up? I have a lot of question marks on whether or not Washington can do it again, whether Detroit's going to recover from losing both their offensive and defensive coordinators.
What's Minnesota going to look like? Kevin O'Connell basically. And J.J. McCarthy, that's going to be an interesting one. But honestly, I don't hate what Trent Williams is saying there. Like, I don't think that you should have Super Bowl or bust expectations on this team. I do think it is a, let's just take it one week at a time
How many teams have Super Bowl or bust
right now in the NFL, if I were to list all the teams with Super Bowl or bust, well, I mean,
let's just go through it. Well, Philadelphia Eagles is Super Bowl or bust.
Can you be Super Bowl or bust when you're coming off of a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. I hate that phrase, first off, Super Bowl or bust, because I think not many people really understand what the bust part means. Like, the bust means, like, it's done. You're blowing it up. You're moving it on. So, like, that's how I define it as.
No, I define it as it's Super Bowl or your season was a failure. You know, if you don't get to a Super Bowl, the season was a failure.
Okay, well, let's go off of that definition then. I do think, I think it's kind of hard when you're coming off of a Super Bowl win to still have those expectations. But yeah, we'll put them in that corner. Ravens, absolutely they're in there. Chiefs, I think they've had enough Super Bowl success where it's, they're just in extra credit mode right now. Buffalo Bills, that is a Super Bowl or bust. As in, if they don't win it this year, if they fall embarrassingly short this year, then there might be some heads rolling out of Buffalo. Bills, Ravens,
Bengals.
Bengals, you see, that's one where I kind of, we say that because we think Joe Burrow is one of the Elite Four, which I believe that he is, and we give him that moniker because he is the only AFC quarterback to have beaten Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game that is still playing today. Trying to leave out Tom Brady there. The Bengals, I think, I don't know if I'd say they're Super Bowl or bust just because there's a lot of issues around on that team. I want to see what the defense looks like. They should be in that category, but I don't know if I would put them there just quite yet. That's all for the AFC. When I look at the NFC, no, I don't. I mean, the Lions, there's definitely, I think you're getting there at the Lions just because you don't know how long that window is going to be open. And I do think there is a lot of question marks around just the people Campbell brought in. Now, let's Dan Campbell, we're stressing, can he hire great coordinators? He's already 2-for-2 on hiring coordinators with Ben Johnson and
Aaron Glenn.
I was going to get there in a second. So what if Dan Campbell is really good at hiring coordinators? That would be pretty cool. So yeah. I'll put the Lions in there too. But that being said, like, yeah, that's what, 4 or 5 teams that have those Super Bowl or bust expectations. Yeah, like, I don't see the Niners on that level, and that's okay. Like, again, as I always nauseatingly compare this team to the 2021 team, I don't think anyone had Super Bowl or bust expectations on that team. But that team ended up, you know, surprising a lot of people and stumbling in the NFC title game. And honestly, I thought was good enough to go to the Super Bowl that year. I see no reason why if this team can get on a run here to finish the season, if the defense starts to come together, when Brandon Ayuk is healthy, we got Ricky Pearsall getting better by the week, George Kittle having a great year, Juwan Jennings, he'll be up to speed by that part of the season. I could absolutely see this team putting together a run in November and in December and carrying that momentum into January. That's a team. I mean, they're going to be a team that you don't want to face in the playoffs in this situation. Now, are they the Super Bowl team? No, but they're easily a team that could be the team you don't want to face in the playoffs just because of how difficult of an out they could be. And there's one thing we've seen from Kyle Shanahan. His defenses can travel on the road in the playoffs.
Well, they're going to be more of a hunter than hunted, you know.
And I think that's a good thing. You know, that's a good change of pace.
Well, we'll see.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting, though, about what Trent's saying there.
What is
he's kind of dismissing the it's one week at a time. The Super Bowl isn't the old, you know, the super expectation there. It's a 37-year-old saying that. Like, you don't know how many years he has left. You know, guys like him, they want to get that last ring in before they retire. I think it's kind of interesting that Trent Williams here in his final year, is kind of that resigned to. I think that's kind of interesting that a veteran of that stature is kind of that real about the expectations.
Trent Williams is a very interesting guy. Last year, obviously, the holdout rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, as holdouts tend to do with fan bases, and he just didn't look like he ever really got back to being at that top five, top number one kind of left tackle expectation that we've all come to know when it comes to this guy. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer if his career ended today, and he didn't play like one last year, and it was disappointing. Now he dealt with some personal tragedy, obviously. And, you know, I think a lot of us, you know, looked at the end of the season, just like, you know what, it was dumpster fire season. Let's all just kind of like pack it up, roll it up like a piece of paper, throw it away, fresh start. We'll see. And I think that's kind of the mindset for a lot of fans at the end of this year. It was having a fresh start and fresh perspective with a lot of these players. And I'm going to have that when it comes to Trent Williams. But you got to wonder, how many legit years does he have left? 37 years old. And this guy's size and his speed, it's still, I'm sure, legendary. That being said, I saw, whether it was at joint practices, whether it was preseason games, just him just kind of standing there, not doing a whole hell of a lot. I wonder what level of Trent Williams they're going to get this season. And what that means for Brock Purdy is everything. He's the blindside tackle. He's the guy that's got to protect him. And if you don't have faith in your offensive line, you're going to see what you saw with Brock Purdy last year, which was a lot of running, a lot of indecisiveness, and more interceptions, or holding onto the football too long and strip sack fumbles. And that's something you just can't have. And I go back to Christian McCaffrey in this run game. If they can get the running game established early on in the season, changes everything for this team. And all of a sudden, you're looking at a team where, oh, can they win the division? No. Can they be one of the best in the conference, potentially? I still think they have that capability in them. And I think a lot of people are just wait and see when it comes to them. And I think nationally, too, that's why I kind of scoff at the Moody thing. I always try to look at a national perspective, because sometimes we get so bogged down into the nitty-gritty here locally, we just lose perspective on how other people are thinking about us. And, you know, you can say that's, oh, well, we all worry about ourselves and I don't care what other people are saying. Well, I do, in the sense that, you know, sometimes it gives perspective. Like, what do you think the national perspective is on this 49ers squad? Do you think a lot of people are saying they're done? Their Super Bowl window is completely closed and they can't win going forward? And, you know, it's laughable that they paid Brock Purdy? Because I do think that is kind of the, you know, the national perspective as I look at it. It's like, oh, well, they paid Brock Purdy, but he's not a top 10 quarterback, and you got Kyle Shanahan, and you got Christian McCaffrey. Like, that's the guy I keep looking at. And that's why it's like, no one's talking about Jake Moody nationally. Just real quick, no one's talking about Jake Moody. They're wondering,
I mean, how often are kickers talked about nationally just in general?
Well, exactly. That's why I think it's laughable we're talking about it here locally. But it's Christian McCaffrey. That's the guy that it comes down to. It's not going to be Trent Williams. It's not going to be Nick Bosa. It's not going to be Fred Warner. It's not going to be George Kittle, as everyone's worrying about their fantasy lineups. It's what Christian McCaffrey version are we getting? That's why I go back to Brian Robinson Jr., him being massive for the squad and him being a great landing spot, the 49ers, that is, for him. And this is what JP Finley of 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., our sister station, had to say last week with Evan filling in for Steiny and Guru.
I think the Niners are a great landing spot for him. I think, you know, as I, you know, I've seen kind of the injuries there and trading away Jordan Mason and knowing that McCaffrey is, you know, all world when he's healthy, but has dealt with some injuries too. I thought it would make a lot of sense. Clearly, you know, with Adam Peters running the show in Washington, coming from San Fran, and they already completed a trade earlier this year for Debo, I figured that would at least be one place they talk with. So not a surprise at this point, but...
And here's more from...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
JP Finley again, who joined the boys last week, 106.7 The Fan in D.C., on Robinson Jr. being a good but not great running back.
He's a really good number two. I think being the backup to McCaffrey will really be a good role for him. I know how well Kyle schemes it up, and I think he's really good in short yardage and goal line situations. He's a big physical back, like 5'11", 210. He's 6'1", probably 230. So he's a good back. He's not a great back. Like he's not gonna push CMC.
Did you hear Guru in the background? He's like, oh, I don't like to hear that. JP, running. I'm nervous.
Running backs, man.
That's kind of what it felt like. But yeah. I was like, again, the way he laid it out is he's a really good number two. And when's the last time you felt that way about the 49ers having a really good number two, Sam?
I think you got to go back to the Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson Jr. tandem in 2019, maybe.
Breida? Yeah.
And Breida the Cheetah? Yeah. Mm. I think that's, which again, like, think of the names we're saying there. Like, Raheem Mostert was, you know, a very good running back, but I think that's just it. He was a good running back, which, by the way, did I see him popping up on the Raiders the other week?
I think you might have. Yeah. Him being the number two to Ashton Jeanty, but
that's
he could
a pretty,
be. He could be a surprise cut, so maybe you look for more depth here and then take a
flyer. I would not hate that. You know, the hoster with the Mostert.
He's 33.
Maybe not then.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's all you need from Brian Robinson. Can you be just good, not great? Again, you're going to be getting, ideally, 8 to 10 carries a game, maybe even less, because as Brian Palo Alto said, Kyle Shanahan does not fix his issues. So, you know, that's all you got to be, and I think that's, being good is going to be good enough for one Brian Robinson Jr. And who knows, maybe again with less carries, fresher legs, maybe you're maximizing those carries a little bit more. You know, maybe you're becoming better as a pass catcher this year. Again, it's going into his fourth year. He's entering what is basically the prime years of his career where guys are playing the best football of their careers. It's not crazy to say that Brian Robinson Jr. could be a bigger asset than just a good running back this year.
Here's another one that I thought was interesting. This is Grant Paulson again from the same station, our sister station out 106.7 The Fan. These guys know Brian Robinson Jr. more than anyone else. They've seen him in the last 3 years out in Washington, and obviously the resurgence of Washington last year. He was a big part of it. Him alongside Austin Eckler, Jaden Daniels. It was a really fun offense to watch, and Cliff Kingsbury, very interested to see what he does, you know, kind of a sophomore season with this team, because I do believe if Washington's good again and that offense is explosive again, Cliff Kingsbury is probably going to be the number one guy looking for a head coaching opportunity again, obviously failing and falling short in Arizona, but getting resurgence here out in Washington. But here's what Grant Paulson had to say in regards to Brian Robinson. And Washington wanted to be more explosive, but that just isn't who he is.
He hits singles. There is not a home run in the bat. And occasionally he could run into a double if everything's blocked up well, but they wanted explosiveness. They wanted some twitch at the second level. They wanted some make you miss in the open field, and that's not him. And I don't know that they would have drafted like his skill set in a world where they were taking, you know, a back in his draft. But the bottom line is when you're not their guy, when they take a guy in the seventh round, they had like a fourth round grade on, and they have another player a lot like him who's cheaper and younger and Chris Rodriguez. He was just the odd man out. And I don't know. Again, there's if you sign a guy like Brian Robinson and bring him in, and that player knows when they're coming in, like their role is going to be minimal, it's probably not a problem. But when you go to a guy for 3 years who's done nothing wrong necessarily, and you say, hey, now you're going to stand around a bunch, and there might be weeks where you're not active, that just wasn't going to go over well. And I get the sense that that's how we got to a point where Dan Quinn's addressing the team to say he's not with us anymore the day before a preseason game last week.
And again, Dan Quinn's not married to that guy. Dan Quinn's first season with the team was last year. Brian Robinson had been there two seasons prior. So again, new regime, you know, hard truths cut both ways. Shout out Stannis the Manus of the House Baratheon, Sam.
One
he had
king.
No problem. Thank you. Your words and mine. He had no problem moving off of this guy. He mentioned Chris Rodriguez. You got Austin Eckler there. And Jaden Daniels in his own right, you know, has that running game.
He was their
humming.
Leading rusher last year.
He was, by the way, Jaden Daniels is incredible. Oh my God.
Got to do it again.
He's got to do it again.
And again.
Just like CJ Stroud had to do it again, and he made the playoffs.
Yeah.
I
just like Jake Moody has to do it again.
Just again, what have you done for me lately? That's what not for long, mm-hmm. The NFL. I know we like to say it, but it's always, what have you done for me lately?
That is the truth.
And, you know, what have the Niners done for me lately? Well, they're down here, 6-11. I do think if they stay healthy, though, they'll be back in action. We're less than 2 weeks away.
And are we confident they're going to stay healthy, though? Like, again, acknowledging the base of injuries are a thing in the NFL. There is a line. And last year,
I just hate talking injuries. It's just such a not.
No one wants to talk about injuries.
I hate talking about them because of the woulda, coulda, shoulda nature. It is one of the most tired things to talk about.
But it's a reality, though.
It's the amount of, you know, Stephen Curry, he was hurt. He was like, well, when Steph Curry's hurt, you're done. I don't care what Jimmy Butler did after that, quite frankly, because when Steph Curry gets hurt, you cooked.
And there's a lot of guys on this Niners team where if you lose them, you might be cooked. Christian McCaffrey's on that list. He may not be high on that list, but he's on that list. Trent Williams is very much on that list. If you're missing him, I mean, that's every game he's not there, that might be a loss. And in a season where every win is going to matter, every point is going to matter, because I forget what the caller who called in earlier said. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of, you know, high-scoring games. I kind of think there's going to be a lot of low-scoring games, to be honest. I think there's going to be a lot of tight games, and there's not going to be a lot of room for mistakes around the margins. And, you know, like, that's where if you miss a guy here, if you miss a kick there, that's when those things start to add up in what could be a very just a tight, close season.
You know what else is tight and close? Fast Five. Relax. Get your mind out of the gutter, people. Disgusting. What do you got, Sammy? What's your final thought today?
My final thought is the Giants did take 2-3 from Milwaukee.
They really did. Hey, we're back.
Oh, totally.
Giants are back.
We're back to 6 games below .500.
By the way, you see you got Shohei Ohtani. I know you love him so much. He was dapping up the heckler at the Padres game yesterday.
Oh, really?
After he won yard.
The heckler's like, Shohei, I had you on the over.
And he dapped
him up. Shohei's like, me too.
There you go. And he dapped him up. I know you love Shohei secretly. You just don't want to.
Sure, totally. Love watching
you
him
would
get
look past
busted for
all
gambling.
Of those if somehow, some way, he was a San Francisco Giant.
Well, that's not the reality we live in. and reality is often disappointing.
No, it just makes you a hypocrite. Just saying.
No, I think it does. I think it just makes me a normal human being. I'm pretty sure this is my final thought, Joe.
Our final thought.
No, this is my final thought. All right. Don't be that
guest
Joe.
Guest host this week.
Don't
Sam
be
Waldman.
That Joe. Okay. We got enough problematic Joes on this show. We don't need that another problematic Joe
Jonas
on this
Knox
show.
Guy. Two pros and a cup of Joe.
What's up? We actually know what he looks like now. But yeah, I want to give a single one flower to Bob Melvin. If we're going to crush him in the bad times, we got to acknowledge it in the good times. The loss that they had on Friday night, that William Contreras walk-off, that easily could have just sent them spiraling the rest of the weekend. And I do credit the same message of just get up and do it again the next day. I'm giving that message the credit for the Giants not crumbling over the last 2 days. Logan Webb playing the role of stopper on Saturday. Love seeing that. And how about Ryan Walker getting that save yesterday? Quietly putting together a 2.45 ERA since the All-Star break. Putting him in the closer spot because Randy Rodriguez wasn't available. By the way, Randy Rodriguez, arm soreness? Uh-oh.
Oh, great.
You know.
Yeah, that'll help.
If that's, you know, the Giants don't have enough issues. Let's add Randy Rodriguez arm soreness onto that as well. So, you know, a good weekend in Milwaukee. Stopped one of the hottest teams in baseball for a weekend. Day off now and... You know what? Just keep doing whatever you can do the next month plus. 32 games left in the season. 31 games left in the season. So counting down there. Just do what you can, Giants.
There you go. And of course,
those are expectations.
Milwaukee, or as you call it, Milwaukee, which of is course. Of course Algonquin for the good land.
Of course.
There you go. What do you got, Steven Rizzotto, who's holding it down solo at times back there alongside Matt Nahegan? It's got to be Love Island related tonight, right? The reunion? Come on.
It's not,
I know you're excited.
To that. It's not related to that, but it is related to Juwan Jennings, who unfortunately with the 49ers, there might not be love at the moment. Tim Kawakami writes this in the Standard in his article yesterday. There is growing frustration between the two parties, and Juwan Jennings' lingering calf injury and contractual status with the 49ers could combine to send him to the injured list. And putting Juwan Jennings on the injured list, that could hurt him financially. He has incentives, of course, bonuses, game bonuses, and it would leave the 49ers very thin at wide receiver. So that could be a threat on the 49ers side to get things going here with Juwan Jennings.
He will be back week one. Lock it in. This is a big nothing burger. I'm not worried about it. You shouldn't be either in the 49ers fans. The calf injury, sure. We'll see. We'll see. I got faith that they're going to get it done eventually. And you know what? Again, I'm going to keep saying this. It's not like his game is predicated on elite explosiveness or elite speed. JJ will be just fine. Him, Ricky Pearsall, George Kittle. I'm very optimistic now talking about the receiver core there. And I'm also optimistic about the Love Island reunion tonight because that's my final thought, Sam. Are Amaya and Brian, the winners, still together? Nick Alondria, who have been dominating the offseason when it comes to their social media game. The most beautiful couple maybe walking this face of the earth. And then what's going on with Ace and Shelly? Are they together? I don't know. And then I believe Steven Rizzotto, they're going to be revealing the Huda Heartstopper Challenge between Ace and her that made a lot of consternation there in the Villas.
Bring it on, man.
We'll be seeing Huda. She is all one of the great villain of the offseason. Huda, I think her last name is Mustafa. I think I'm pronouncing that
Malik
correctly.
Mustafa?
Maybe they're related. Who knows? That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years. Guaranteed. Steiny and Goo next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.